First, though, more than 3,000 people rallied in Burnie on Tasmania's northwest coast at the weekend in support of mining in the Tarkine Wilderness. The Tasmanian Premier Lara Giddings and her Resources Minister Brian Green were booed and heckled as they addressed the crowd. And that's despite the fact that the state government has approved a new mining project near Mount Lindsay, where the Venture Minerals Group hopes to mine tin and tungsten. The company is waiting on the green light for the mine from the Federal Environment Minister Tony Burke. Mine supporters say Tasmania should not be locked up by the green movement, and they're fighting moves to heritage list the region. John Oldacre is the Deputy Mayor of Circular Head, a local council covering the northwest tip of the island state. John Oldacre, welcome to RM Breakfast.
Good morning, Fran.
John, tell us about the mine project that you were rallying in support of. What sort of mine is it and what sort of area is it in?
Well, the one that you just mentioned before is down the west coast, and that's the tungsten one, which the government have agreed to those leases. But we've got Cherie Minerals in our area on the west coast that we approved after it was improved by the Environmental Protection Authority in past FN, and that's now waiting also on Minister Burke to make the approval. Now, it's an iron ore mine, and it will go out, be transported out through Port Aletta. That's my understanding. It's job creations, and, you know, the green movement, of course, have shut down the forest industry, and that's why Lara Giddings and Brian Green were heckled, because of how the demise of the forest industry has been going on.
And what kind of mines are this? The iron ore mine that you're talking about there in your area, that will that be an open-cut mine?
Yes, it will, and it's going to cover an area of about 150 acres, that's all it is, so it's not very much in the context of it, but it's actually in Buttongrass Plains where it is, and, you know, the community really are singing out for it, they're singing out for these job creation industries, and they are very passionate and they're very crabby with the green movement in this, not only in this community, but in the state.
As I understand it, John, the Venture Minerals mine is an open-cut mine too, and nine of the mines that currently have exploration licence there are proposed open-cut mines. Is this an issue where you're clashing with the environmental movement, that they believe a high conservation value area like the Tarkine should not be home to open-cut mines?
Well, it doesn't matter whether it's open-cut or underground. The Greens will oppose, and they oppose any development, full stop.
Isn't there already? There's already mining, though, in the Tarkine.
There's already mining in the Tarkine. It's got Savage River Mines, you know, which that goes, all that's pumped out to Port Ladder and loaded there. That's an iron ore mine. We've already got them in there.
So there's already some mines in these areas which are hived off from the what's sort of the high conservation areas. There's already been areas hived off for that. But you want to expand the area where mining can take place.
Absolutely. Look, and mining and forestry has coexisted with the environment for more than 100 years. And it will do into the future.
And I'm sure that's true. I guess for some people the argument is there a tipping point? Is there a degree of mining activity that can't occur in a national park area or a high heritage value area before it starts impacting on the conservation value of that area?
Well, the tipping point is that we've got a big part of Tasmania already locked up that you can't get to. And so therefore, you know, the community, when people start to lose their jobs and their family members have got to go away to work, and, you know, the mining industry, we've seen all the boom in Western Australia and Queensland with the mining industry, and we've got people flying in and out to their, you know, they're not getting a family life, and they want to be able to work where, get a job where they choose to live and work with their families, and they want to live in the community. If it keeps going, you know, we'll finish up, we won't have a community.
And so, John, what do you say to those, and I'm sure there's people amongst your, in your local council area who want the Tarkine area protected because they're there for the environment, they're there for the ecology, and they don't want that tampered with. What do you say to them?
But as a council, we're saying that, you know, there is some environment places that do need to be protected, but we don't want a blanket ban on the whole area. That's what the green movement want. And, you know, people understand we're not going to rape and pillage the place. People understand those sort of things. Things have changed from 100 years. But at the end of the day, we've got to have some jobs and we've got to have employment within the community, otherwise the community dies.
We're speaking with John Oldacre, the Deputy Mayor of Circular Head up in the northwest tip of Tasmania, where some of the locals are protesting against moves to try and heritage the Tarkine Wilderness, which they say would lock it up. John, what about the value of ecotourism to Tasmania, which is must be a fair slice of the Tasmanian economy?
Well, it's like, you know, I understand all this ecotourism, but it doesn't create the wealth that the mining industry or the forest industry or agriculture will create. I have always said, and I know that this will arc some people, but I've always said that the tourism industry is a wealth circulator because, you know, people earn their living from somewhere else before they can go on holidays. Now, sure, there's some wonderful spots in this state to go and see, and they will all be there. You know, the Greens have portrayed that there's not a tree left in Tasmania. You know, what a nonsense.
John Oldacre, thank you very much for joining us on Breakfast.
Thank you, Fran.
John Oldacre, he's the Deputy Mayor of Circular Head, a local council area covering the northwest tip of Tasmania. You're listening to RM Breakfast. It's 18 minutes to 7.